Okay. Ahud Amalei Lechav. Havni Meir Zuzi Damasik Nabo Vashtora. I paid you. Amalei Hanu Sitroi Ninhu. You paying a different debt. Now, so what's happening? I have a shtar. We agree you gave me money. And you say you paid for the shtar. I say there was another debt. So, Rav Papi, so, Amar of Nachman, Yisra Shtar. Shtar's no good, says Rashi. Holu modeshi kiblom, lav kol kamei lomar sitroi ninu. I agreed I took money. I don't have that money to say it was for a different chol other than the shtar. Amar of Nachman, Yisra Shtar, Rav Papa Lo, Yisra Shtar. So since I don't have no money to say it's a different shtar, the shtar's no good. Say, bottle a shtar. Amar of Nachman, Rav Papa, Maishna, Mahudi, Amar Le Lechavre, Havli Mea Zuzi, the Masik Naboch, you owe me 100 zuz. Vashtar, Amalei, and he says, and he tells him a story. What's the story? Liknos ben shvarim l'shchita l'machtzeschar. The exact story that we have here is going to be a major, major difference. Rishonim, Achronim, everybody. Says, we're making a shutfis. What's a shutfis? I give you the money, you do the work, we split it. Okay. So simple deal, normal deal. You have 100 zuz, you buy a shor, you get it shechted, you sell the meat, and we split the profit 50-50. So he says, yeah, but when it came time, I sold the meat, but instead of giving you the meat, I want to do something. I want to take that for another chov that you owe me. Okay. So, that's Rashi's case. Rama has a different case. That's all going to change the halacha in a dramatic way. We'll have to see if they... Okay. I'm Rav Papa, it's a shtar. Awesome. And there Rav Papa said the shtar is not good. Came to come out to Yavidly. You said you gave it for this business. The Amatora should call it Yisra Shtar. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Lahani mili, the pare biapi sahadi." He paid with edim. Lo itkile shtar, says Rashi. Sheyito hashtar miyoto. I never said, "Give me back the shtar." A normal, if a person comes with a shtar, and you pay, you say, give me back the shtar. I don't want the shtar in your hands. It's a powerful tool. Have a pari beni yudidei. He paid without edim. Yochel amei melo adam. Amei melo sitroi ninu. He can say sitroi ninu. Lo pareti yochelam v'leinam yisitroininu. Now, wait one second. Here we run into a major, major headache. I come up to you, I say, give me money for Chovex. Say, fine. You give me the money. I say, no, I took it for Chov Y. What's the halacha in such a case? But I gave it for Chov X, but I took it for Chov Y. Whose das is Koveya? So there's a tshuva Rashba. And we'll see, people agree with that. We'll use this as a starting off point. We'll see if they agree with it. People agree with the Rashba there. Chelek Bey, Simen Lamed Zayim. Everyone will go through this inside carefully. Mishiyesh al chaveo shnei chovos. Uparlo mo'o stam. And he gave him stam. Achar tansan subedin. Hamav ome minak. Now, what is it? The malva has, let's say, two chovos. I'll give you an example. One is a milva alpeh, one's a milva bishtar. Milva alpeh is a weak kind of a chov because the person can always say paraiti. Milva bishtar, he can't say paraiti. Right? If I come with a shtar and I say pay up, he gives me the money, I say I'm taking it for the milva alpeh. Boom. That's it. He says, yes, one is a stronger chov, one's a weaker chov. And another example. One chov has an arev on it, one chov doesn't have an arev on it. So the malva would want to take it from the chov without an arev on it. And because the other one, he knows he's going to be able to chase an arev. So the malva says, I took it for the weaker chov. The lova says, I gave it for the stronger chov. Hadin ima malva. The din is with the malva. Varayim maisi da avimi b'rei d'ba bochu. So our Gemara quotes the story of avimi b'rei d'ba bochu. Avimi b'rei d'ba bochu. What's the Gemara? It's a Gemara in Ksubis. Now I have this Gemara in Ksubis and another Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis is Pehei Omen Aleph. Says the following. Avimi bidurei ravua, and the maski beizuze bechazoy. Avimi, the son of Rabba Bohu, who had to pay a debt to bechazoy. Shadidu biyad choma, gave it to choma bidurei the rabba baravua. Ozo parinu, he went and he paid the debt. Amalu, after he gave him the money, havu ishtara, give me the shtar. So he had the shliach to pay the debt that there was a shtar on. And he's giving it with the kavana of paying it with the debt with a shtar. And Bechuzoi says, Sitrayinu, I took it for a different debt. Also come with Rabba Bo, Om Isach Sahadi de Paratinu, do you have Adim that you paid it? Amalei lo. Amalei, migo di chonu lemeima lo hoyu dvar me'olam. Di chonu lami lemeima, sitroininu. He could say lo hoyu dvar me'olam. And therefore, he can say, it was given for the following debt. Now, question. The Gemara doesn't say what the discussion was between them when he's giving the money. So, this is one aloch. Okay, there's another aloch. Another Gemara. Sade Aleph on the base. Hahu Gavra, that was in the middle of the Omen. Gavra Maske Be Meo Zuze. He was coming to pay Havale Tre Katina, Diara. No, that's not, excuse me, no. No, for. How Gavra, where it's the gimel of the Amishpa Nemetz. How Gavra, does a person have a maski be meazusa? Shochav, so the lover died. Shava katina da'ari, he had a little piece of land. Have a shava chamishin zuz. It was worth 50 zuz. Also, balchov, who caught darfle. So balchov came and took it. Also, yasmi, yisomim came. Yavulei chamishin zuz. They paid 50 zuz. Why did they pay the 50 zuz? They want to get the land back. Other katarf. And what if, after they say, here, we're giving the 50 zuz, the lover, the malva says, huh, I took it for the 50 zuz still outstanding on the debt. I'm keeping the land. Case again. Person had a chov of 100 zuz and a piece of land worth 50 zuz. Halacha is, there's a shiba nechotzim on the land and not on his metaltlan. And he died. The Yisoma, and then the Malva collects the land for 50 zuz. He's still outstanding the other 50 zuz. So the Yisoma come, they want to get the land back. They say, here's 50 zuz, give me the land back. Takes the 50 zuz, they say, give me the land back. He says, no, I took that for the other. For the other 50, outstanding 50 zuz. Now, so what's... Wait a second. So, they went to Abai. What's Halach? Oh, so look at me, Abai. Amalhem, mitzvah yisomim, lefroa, chov avihem. Hani kamoi, mitzvah avidetu. Ashtu kitor, bedin kator. Says Rashi. Mishum kovod avihem. Shein lebezdin lekufon al kach. Keep it off means to pay your father's debts. It's a mitzvah, keep it off. Now the question is, does the mitzvah keep it off create chiyuvim or they don't create chiyuvim? Is halacha in Shulchan Aruch? Unfortunately, we can't enforce that halacha nowadays. It's Hagos Maimonius. First Hagos Maimonius, Hilchos Talmud Torah. A parent has to pay tuition to educate his children. Okay. Number one. Number two, halacha. And if he doesn't pay, Beis Din can foreclose on his property and take it out of his bank account. Shibnas nechosim. That would solve a lot of the headaches in a lot of places today. Okay. Now, give me a Rama Hilchos Talmud Torah. Certain halachas, you careful, you tell people, think we're all radical fanatics. So. Jesus. Because of Maram and Rutenberg said, Shulchan Aruch brings this in Hilchos Melamdim. We force a parent to give his child a chinuch. Or to teach him himself. Or to hire melamdim. What's the difference between this essay? We married him also as b'neichem. Yishar mitzvahs, the kafina lekain. It's kfiya on all mitzvahs. I say the sukkah. Chen lo priyas balchov. There is a sugya in Ksubis, a very important sugya. The Gemara says, Priyas Balchov, when you have Pevov, Gemara says, why do you have to pay a debt? Gemara says, Priyas Balchov mitzvah. All right, so how can we enforce it? Like every other mitzvah. Does it mean you beat the person up? So Tosa says you can foreclose on his property. Why can you foreclose on his property? It's a different way of forcing a person. Okay, so says the Marama Rutenberg, be Chiddush. So one of Parson says that just like you can force a person to take a lulav, and if he doesn't want to buy a lulav, you can take his money and buy a lulav for him, buy, make a sukkah for him. So too, he doesn't want to educate his children, al pi din, if you have the power, foreclose on his property, and hire malamdim for them, pay the tuition for them, etc. Okay. Now that is for every... Now, so, if this is so, so what did the Gemara here in Ksuba say? That's not a aleph in the base. Shum kavod avi elashem bezdin lakufon al kach. Bezdin cannot be kofer on this hof. Why not? If bezdin, is it Rashi against the Maran Rotenberg or works with the Maran Rotenberg? The lab mitzvahs esim ufureshes he. It's not a mitzvah. In sukkah and lulav, bezin can force it and foreclose on his property. And, but in possibly maritem osam es b'neichem, bezin can force it and foreclose on his property. The mitzvah ba'almid derabbonon. Okay. So it's a chov derabbonon. Wait 1 second. A chov derabbonon is a whole different world. We know hope, not every chov the rabbanon can bez and foreclose on. Right? Sugya and Shua staff memalo from an hour. That's what Rashi is talking about. Okay. So what happens? The Yisomu have a chov, bez and can't enforce it. So they come and persons, and what did the person say? You're giving me money, I'm taking it for the chov you have of mitzvah that bez and can't enforce. The first 500, the first 50, I took for and through Bez, and Bez can enforce that as a sheep in the Chasim Chalan. But the other is just the Chov that you have, the Bez can enforce. I'm taking it. So what does the Rashba say? From, he says, that means, yeah. He says, came in the pari below Sahati, Nema Lamoma Sitrai Ninu. He's Nema to say that that was what I took it for. I mean, Isa, Philo Hoyo Hem Chobabor, Mokom Achoyo Choloma, Lozeshabal Pepperite, Elamashabishmaparite. Wait a second. We're talking about the Nemon of Sahu. The Malva is Nemon to say why I took it. Even though he. Okay. But if it was up to the lova to say, no, I'm giving it for X rather than for Y, so it had nothing to do with the monos in the mouth. So the fact that Agamar, there's amigo, both in the case, in Avimi, Red Rovo, so means he proves from here that if they're coming, it's up to the malva to make that determination which chov is being paid for. Nearly. So I'll tell you something even more, says the Rashba. Filu paraloba favor shashem chov ploni. I'm paying chovex. Malva kiblum stam, and the malva took it and didn't say anything. Yocholomar, he can say lo kibaltia machmas also hachov shamart. You can say, I didn't take for the one you want, I took for the one I want. He comes up with another halacha, the Rashba, that if you owe me money, I can take your money for a chov. How does he prove this halacha? It's also another very radical halacha. Rashba was telling two very radical halachas. You borrow money, I can say, fine. You didn't pay, put my hand in your wallet and says, I'm taking. He says, and he, for him that was poshut. I mean, it's a radical halacha. But for him, he's out, and then, if you don't believe me on this halacha, I'll prove it to you, he says. Tanya perikam the kadushin. Amala, he told her, kinsi selazeh. He says, you know, I owe you money. Here's 100 shekel. Here's 1,000 shekel. Make sure it's more than a shavah pruta. Here's 1,000 shekel. He says, no, forget that. I'm going to hurry up a kudeshus with this 1,000 shekel. Fine. And then she keeps quiet and takes it. And afterwards says Mekudesh, she says, no, I took it for the Chof. He said explicitly, I'm not giving you to a Chof, I'm giving you for Kedushin. And what can she do? She's not Mekudesh. She can say, I took it for Kedushin. I took it for the Chof. What does the Raja say? You see, that even if the Malva, the Lova gives of a purpose X, not even a Piranha Chof for Kedushin, the Malva can say, I'm taking for what I want. Okay, what is the reason the Malva has such power? Comes along the Sefer HaTruas and says, oh, the Rashba. I'll tell you why. Eved lo vili ish Malva. Our old halacha. If the Malva has a choice of two things, one in his advantage, the advantage of the Malva, and one of the advantage of the Lova, can act in his advantage. Now this is taking it much further than we've seen it until now. So he has two chovos. He has a strong chov and a weak chov. He wants to get paid up on the weak chov rather than the strong chov. Okay, fine. One is a milvah peh, milvah b'shtar. I'd rather get rid of the milvah peh. And I come with a shtar. And I say, pay the shtar. Pay the chov. He says, fine. Pay the chov. Take the money. He says, give me the shtar. He says, wait a second. I took it for that milvah peh. So, that's the case of Avim. That's something in our case. But to say if I'm true, and he's talking about a case where I have a strong chov and a weak chov. Let's say I have a shtar Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. And I have the Chotz and Meshubadim. Then I have a shtar, another shtar, Shchodesh Tevis, and I sold an important piece of property in between Cheshvan and Tevis. So they're more Meshubadim to Cheshvan than they are for Tevis. Okay. And the person who bought it happens to be a good friend of mine. So, person comes to collect. So, I don't have a financial interest in. He says, I'm paying. I'd rather have him pay up the later one than the earlier one. If he pays up the earlier, I'd rather him pay the earlier one than the later one, because I'm helping my friend. He won't be able to collect my shubadim from my friend. Okay. But that's a personal issue. That's a personal issue. It's not a financial issue. Can I determine then? Raj was talking about, I have two chovos, one a strong one, one a weak one. And he makes two, and he's building it on two separate things. You take a look at the Sefer HaTruas, when the Sefer HaTruas quotes it. He says like this. He quotes halacha of the 100 zuz and the 50 and the 50. Halacha shamina, we learn from here, chof chelek aleph sif beis. Shalov mechaveu mishnei tzadim, you borrow from two different places. Va'ava me'akol zman piron, it's past the zman piron of all of them. Uparlo, ma'shaparlo b'stam, he gave it to him stam. Well, Pirishlo, but may die till the phone. Yes, I hear. Pay. Hello, Yamukh Yosub Yachaman. Hashus Biyara Malve, Loma Alhoploni, Vitsoni Lakablom. He can say, I want to take it for X. Then Shomer Lova, the Lord says, I want to pay Y. No, you don't pay attention. Because this is a story of Ketina. No. Why? Now, so what is he doing here? He's informing us of the Rashi. If you take a look in the Ran and Ksubis, on Pehe, the Ran and Ksubis says, and Membez and Membez in the Dapir, if he quotes all Halacha Vavim, Umehoshamion, we see from here, Mishinosh Shne Chovos, you pay to Upora Lohalova, Stam, and Yochaloma Shiulipiron Choplon. I'd rather shoes be at a Malvaloma, Machman's Choploni Lokachti. The Lotemochi. He may have the name of Citroen, may have a cat, who, Amilco said, I'm paying you for X. Didn't want it. Yeah. But they're all talking in a case, you said it's stump. The Rashba says, even the person spelled it out for Feirush. Now, what? Because that depends on the second halacha of Tvisa. Ran also talks in terms of Tvisa. If you take a look in the Rosh, in Ksubis, Rosh in Ksubis talks differently. Avimi bereder of avohu, have a maski bezuzin. Citroenin, migo yochol meima lo adam yochol meima citroenin. Avo below migo. Why do I need a migo? Lo mehemin. Lab taina malyus. It's not such a good taina. The Yotze Berotzon Adam, the lover, would rather pay the weak one than the strong one. Wait 1 second. So all of a sudden, what does the Rosh do? He throws it on top of the lover. Which would you rather pay? The Mav would rather he pay the weak one. The lover would rather he pay the strong one. But if, and then he says, the Migos Nemonis. What does Nemonis mean? So, the Marvel says, this was in my mind, or this is what I said? So, here, so what is the, so if they were both Stam, and the Lova says this, and the Marvel says this, let's say they paid in front of Adam, and they were both Stam. So the Malva says, I'd rather pay the one I'd rather pay. That's what I pay. Adam, I hear this paid. Now we have to know whose Das is the Kovea. Das of the Malva, the Das of the Lova. Das of the Malva, the Das of the Lova. The Rosh seems to say, whose Das is Kovea? Das of the Lova. The Rashba seems to say, whose das is Koveya? Das of the Malva. Why? It doesn't say Stam. I would say, if I hadn't seen any of this when I first sat down for an Asura, I said, the Lord is the one who's giving the money. He determines for what the money is. And his determination, what the purpose of the money is. Right? Very simple. He's the one who gives the money. Says that's why, in order to explain the Rashba, Sefer Trumas comes up with, but there's another dynamic in the background. Eved lo v'liyish malva, the malva can choose what is to his advantage. Yes.
Can the malva choose not to take the money now? He doesn't want the money stam, and he'll take the money later.
That will come to another. That was asked by someone on Thursday. What about Piron Bal Korcho? I come to pay a chov, and you don't want to take it. I put it down on the table and say, here, take it. Whole Suga Piron Bal Korcho. What is Piron? Yes. Piron Bal Korcho is Piron. I can put it down on the table. I make it available to you. My chiv is not for you to make a kinyan on it. My chiv is to put it down on the table, make it accessible to you, put it down on the table. I can't tell you, pick it up in the neighborhood. No. That's ever lovel ishmael. I have to make it totally accessible to you. I put it down on the table right in front of you. I stuff it in your pocket. I say, I don't want to take it now. That's a piroin. And it becomes yours. Not that you made a kinyan, because it's a piroin achov. That's more an erichin, which probably we'll have to get ourselves involved in to understand the sukkah. Yes?
According to Rashba, what's the difference between the case and then all the means where the guy was paid back and he thought he was the mashin?
Speak a little what?
The Malach Lebeis, the Tanai was to get on B'fnei, to Tamir Chachalim, and was given without the Tanai, and the guy wanted to take it to Tanai's mashin, and Beis didn't allow that.
Because we made it tonight, it's not going to be Piroin. Without a Mechilas at night, it's not Piroin. We made it tonight what Piroyan is. So even though in general the halacha is just making veil use Piroyan, you said no. It's not Piroyan. You can always take it the way you want, but that's Mechilas at night. This is the outline of a sugya. Now, just the outline of the sugya to see. Because there are a number of factors here. What actually is the case? The Gemara outlines the case. The Gemara doesn't say the Malva said this, and the Lova said this, and this one said this, and this one says this. Now, along comes the riff, and I'll just outline all the issues we're going to be dealing with. There are countless issues here.
Shouldn't it say, if I carry, wasn't the kind tonight.
Love gives it to the Malva. And
the Malva should be able to say that you were Makai tonight. So Koshkin should be
What?
Koshkin
mean,
should be able to decide.
And he took it, and the question is, can he say he took it B'toras Mashkin, or he was Mechilas at night? Yeah, I have to think it. Let me think about it. Now, let's just read what the Rambam has to say about this. And the Rambam has a different case than Rashi. Perek Yudal Aloha Zayin. Te Aloha Tes. Hotzi Olav Shtar Mekuyim. Sheyesh Lo Olav. I have a Shtar Mekuyim of that you owe me 100. Amalo Alov, I paid you, and I ploni. Boy, the way you shapara.
he paid.
Avalo hiskir es hashtar. When the payment was made, no mention was made of the shtar. Well, my mouth again, we should part of a chovacha, priya, parato, shahoyu liatzlocha. I rebuttal a shtar, the shtar is no good. Then the sheet is a riff that the shtar is no good. Bamed ramamum shihidu shenosin lo batoras piron. See, the Rimigash says, what are we talking about? He gave it to him, Betoras Piron. I say, I am paying a debt. I didn't say, yeah, this is payment. But let's say, he didn't say that. Lamro, but if two agents saw, they just gave him money, and they don't know whether it's Betoras Piron, Betoras Picotten, or Betoras Matone. For another purpose, he was giving him. Imam Balashtar lo hayud vameolam, and he says lo hayud vameolam. I was a chok zakafron, so we don't believe him, and bottom lashtar. So we believe the lova that he paid. Amar piron shalavachu haris enemot when yish bevenotosh ma'ashav shtar. Why? Shahare lo paru biyedim. I'm Naaman to say it was a piron of a different chov. Why? Because I could have said lo hayud vameolam. But let's say there were two edim there. That's so. Then the shtar is no good. Amlo Halova, Lova says, but wait a second. The shtar, let's say there were no edim there. Amlo Halova, shtar chovzeis, and shmoshel kachtem imenim. So what is it? It wasn't a deal as Rashi's deal. Rashi has a deal. We made, there were 50-50 in this business deal. 50-50. Okay. So there's a deal that was made. Ram said no. What's the deal? I needed to buy a shore, but I didn't have the money. So I took a business loan from someone. Here, give me 100 zuz. I'll buy a shore. And I'll have the shore shechted, and I'll sell the meat, and I'll pay you. Fine. Normal business deal. You collected the money. So Amalo Balashtar came. Anigavis is Domov. No. When I took the money from you, I didn't take it for that loan. I took it for a different loan. Hova Hodume Atsmo Shijmei Shorhu. The Malvet agrees that it was Shijmei Shorhu. Umi Domov Nifra, and it was paid from the money of the sale of the meat. Now here the Rama poof. The Sefer Trumas goes crazy on this. There were no edim. So that means it's a the Malva could have said I never got the money. So why isn't the Malva not believed to say I took it for something else? There's no migo. Midomav. Why not? Very, very simple. The Lova says, I paid you, the Pashas of the Rambam, I paid you from that money, and that it was a business loan, that was my kavana. What does the Malva say? If the Rambam disagrees with the Rashba, I understand it perfectly. Malva says, no, you didn't tell me what it was for. Or we agreed it was something else, or whatever. He says, we agreed that the money was taken from this, that one. And I took the money. So then, there's a halacha of migo b'mokum. Eden migo mokum chazok, migo mokum chazok alimto. So the Sefer Truma says, he doesn't understand this Rambam. It should be a very clear case of a migo, he should be Naaman. Where is the Sefer Truma coming from? Where is the Rambam coming from? L'chora, l'chora at this point, we'll begin. Rambam says, listen, it's up. I agree with the Rosh, it's up to the Lava. Okay, so what did the Malva say? The Lava didn't say anything, and that wasn't the Kavanas Halova, and therefore, and I said I wanted for a different Chov. Is he Naaman? Amigo, it's Amigo against what we call a Chazoka Alimt. Amigo Mokum Chazoka is a Sugim Borbas with a Fayomid base, generally Paskin, Amigo Mokum Chazoka is Amigo. But against a chazoka alimta, an overwhelming chazoka, is not naaman. The man says, I took a business loan. What did I do? I wanted to buy this shore. I wanted to make a profit in the shore, and I'll pay you back, I'll keep the profit. What did I do? I took the money, I bought a shore, and I sold the money, and I handed you back the money. There's no vomit chazoka, that's what it's about. Your amigo wants to contradict and say, no, no, that's not what the money was for. The amigo mokum chazoka alimto. That is one simple, straightforward way of it. But comes along Rabbi Sefer HaTrumas from a different angle entirely. He has already decided that it's up, like the Raj, but it's up to the Malva. And the Malva is Naaman to say what he intended, even though it's what I intended. What is the even though there's a strong umdana what the Lova intended, but there's a strong umdana what the Malva intended. So the Migo's a good Migo. He just has support. He's just supporting himself. That if they were to aid him, so then the norm would be that he's paying off his business loan. That's not a chazok alimta. No. I'm outlining what might possibly be going on here. We have to be very careful checking how they understood the cases. What was the conversation between the people at the time of payment? What the halacha is in Stam? Now, if you take a look, we've shown him a split on this idea. Who is the koveya? Number one. Number two, but the Rajva comes in from a different angle. Besides, who's das is koveya? There's a din of tefisa. I can just grab it anyway. The Lova is the Koveya. Fine. But he proved from Sugin Kedushin that I can grab it anyway. So I don't care. Not Betoris Piron. If you take a look at the Ran, what does the Ran say? The Ran says, Tfisa. Now, in order to navigate oneself through the Sugis, one has to see the Tshuvas HaRashba. Oh, you have to see the Rosh inside there in Tshuvas. Take a look at the Ran in Tshuvas. Okay, the Ran in our Sugya. The Rashba in our Sugya. And then, in addition, what do you have? Take a look at just not adding anything. The Ritva in Tshuvas is straight the Rashba. And then we take a look in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Nun Ches in Shulchan Aruch. Pei Gimel. Nun Ches. Very straightforward. And the problem is how the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a klal. He paskins two out of three. Riff, Rambam, Rosh. And here, that's a general klal. So, he quotes the Raj, just straight. You have two chovos, and you want to know which one you're paying for. Shtar makuyim. He says, quote Avimi Avimi. He says, quote, see, Tana Lobama Pratiko, the Pony Pony, Shaparo, Luisko, Ashtar, Rajma Mam, and he quotes the Rambam. He says, quotes the Rajma, and he quotes the Rambam. Like, he seems to feel that that's a whole thing in it, like there's no big machokas between them. And here he says in Siman Nun Ches. Then he quotes the Rambam's case of Shor. Is there a Migo? There is no Migo. He quotes two days, the Sefer Trumas end, and the Rambam. And then he finishes off Nun Ches Dalet. So he's quoting the Rambam, and then he quotes Mishin Dosh B'Chaveru Shnei Chovos. Parlo Halo V'Stam. Arshus B'er Amal V'Loma Mechol Ploni Lokachti. It's the Raj, Shubas Raj. Oh, Amalo, Lo V'Shaz Piroyon. He says, I can be Toface. Says, Imamish quotes it Shubas Raj. One might have wanted to say that there's a difference between them. The Machaber, in his mystifying way, quotes them both, quotes them all together. Take one some Ben Gimel. Okay. What's happening? Now there's another issue Rimi Gash raised. This is outlining what goes into the sugya, and I'll tell you how we're gonna proceed step by step to try to understand it. Rimi Gash says it's only if I said it's if the Eidim says Vitoras Pirayim, but if the Malvus says gave me a Matana, he did this, so then there's nothing. So he's Nemo. How does he prove it? He proves it from a Sugya in Shavuos. Where daf lamed dalet omer aleph. Let's see, Shavuos daf lamed dalet omer aleph. Last two lines. Yosef Rav Hamnuna, kamei de Rav Yehuda. Yosef Rav Yehuda, come a boy away. Monami Sicha, B'fnei Ploni U'Plein. I gave you 100 zuz in front of Ploni U'Plein. The Eidim Rovano, Sumi Bachutz. And Eidim was standing, they saw her through a window. My, Vohiki Hanitba Bahem. And the Nitba, so the Tovea says, I handed this money to you, and there are two Eidim standing outside the window. What is the other person? It never happened. You gave it to me. But it belongs to me. So he's Naman to say, you gave me a matana, you gave me a this, you gave me a that. And the person who gave the money said it was B'toras Halvor. So it wasn't B'toras Halvor. You gave me money for a different reason. You paid a debt, you did this. Who's Naamon to say whether it was B'toras Piroyon or B'toras Maton, B'toras Pikot, B'toras a million different things? the muchzik is neman. I got money, I can say what the money was for. So therefore, the Rimi Gash learns from here, do I was sugya. I gave money. You come to me with the Eidim, a mayor, that money was given, or the mayor there was a piroyim. Because it's only if the mayor that there was a piroyim, the question is what the piroyim was for this purpose or that, or for this hole or that hole. But if I say any time I got money, but what was it for? Not piroyim. I did you a favor and you want to give me a matana. No, gave nothing to do with it. I'm neman about the money I got, whether it was for piroyim or for some other thing. Where I'm not neman is to say I got for piroyim chov A against chov B. That's the Rimigash. Take a look at the Rimigash and see. Now, Tosis raises a different problem. I don't want to touch that problem yet. I have to touch these problems first, then we'll get to Tosis' problem. So, how do we proceed in the sugya without getting just overwhelmed without it? First, you have to see our sugya well. Have to see the Rimigash and our sugya well. The sugya pehei in Ksubis, sugya tzare aleph in Ksubis. Okay. Then, take a look at the Tshuvas HaRashba, and you take a look and the Ran and the Rosh, and then we'll delve into the Sefer HaTrumas, Simit Shar Yutes and Shar Chof. He just opens up this sugya with all sorts of incredible details, incredible questions he asks. And part of it, he does us a favor. He didn't understand one part, so send a letter to the Ramban, and he has a long chew of the Ramban on it. And we'll see what is. And then we, at the end, we'll try to understand even better, ever lowerly.